This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's get going now.
From KMOX Sports.
We're primed and ready.
All day, baby.
Man, let's go.
This is the Graybar Sports Open Live. Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs on 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Here we go on a Wednesday night. Welcome in. It's a Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly. Great to have you with us this evening. Have you until 8 o'clock as we've got a lot of things to get to. Bernie Miklas is going to join us in about 10 minutes or so. We'll get his thoughts on where the Cardinals are at right now. I always tell you on these days of weekday day games, we don't do phone calls and everything on the extra inning show. We always hold that for Sports Open Line. So if you've got some thoughts after the Cardinals get swept in a three-game series by the Pirates, where they don't score a single run in the three games, we'll be opening up the phone lines and the text line and the video stream line to you coming up at 6:35, 6:40, somewhere in there once we're done with Bernie. We'll do that through the end of the 7 o'clock hour. Next hour, have a bunch of guests who are lined up on the program tonight. We're going to talk St. Louis Blues with someone who will be welcoming onto the program for a first time as we are going to have on to the program. It's going to be Mike Meyer, who does work for St. Louis STL Sports Central. Brian Boitano, figure skating legend, is going to join us. And Kelly Harper, the new Missouri women's basketball coach, going to join us as well. So that's all going to be coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. So hopefully you'll be able to enjoy those conversations. As always, if you do want to chime in on what we're talking about, you can get in on our phone and text line, 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900. You can tweet at me, at Matt Pauly on air, M-A-T-T-P-A-U-L-E-Y on air. Or as I mentioned, for those of you who are watching on the video stream, you can just leave a comment in the chat and we'll get to those as we go along with the program. Always appreciate the folks who jump right in on the Sports Open Line stream after being over on Redbird Rush Hour. I know that's a little bit of a pain going from one stream to the other when it's pretty much an immediate sort of thing, but seeing those numbers continuing to lift up, and I know a lot of people are loyal to what we've got going on here at KMOX Sports, and you jump from one to the other. Of course, for those of you listening on the radio, we love all of you just the same and appreciate you being part of the program. So here's my thing with this team, the Cardinals. After, look, it was a bad 3 days. You don't score a single run. And I give all the credit in the world to the Pirates for the quality of baseball that they're playing right now. This is clearly and obviously their best stretch. They were even more dominant against the New York Mets in a three-game series sweep before, where they had scored 30 runs. Now, the Mets did score four, but the Pirates outscored the Mets 30-4 in that three-game series. At some point in time, Pirates are going to start coming back to earth, and they're going to go back to looking like the fifth-place team in the NL Central. That is going to happen. That's who they're going to be this season. But right now, they're playing really, really good baseball, and you give credit to them for what they're doing. That being said, the way that this thing went down, the fact that you did not score a single run with you being the Cardinals, that's where I think people are, where alarm bells start to go off. And if you're sounding those bells, I think it's a little early, because it's, they just got done having a really good series against Cleveland. They're still in, you know, they're a half game out of a playoff spot right now. There's a lot of really good things about this team, and they've gone into lulls before. Like, it always feels like what's happening in the moment is the worst thing ever. And in some ways, because they didn't score a single run in this three-game series, in some ways, this is more challenging than some other low points that they've had. But you can watch some of these games and say they were competitive. You know, there's been some good things that happened in this series. Sonny Gray was pretty good today until the seventh inning. Six innings, giving up one run. That's not a bad day for him. And who knows if he comes back out for the seventh or not, if the game is maybe in a little bit of a different spot. You know, yesterday's game, they had even scoring no runs, they had a great opportunity in yesterday's game. They were unable to do so. They have struggled hitting with runners in scoring position. I think that's a little bit of that's the thing that maybe you're concerned with, where all of a sudden things start to look a little bit like last year, where they had a hard time hitting with runners in scoring position. The only game in that three-game series where it just felt like almost nothing went right was that first game of the series where Eric Fetty was just bad. And that was kind of the talking point coming out of that series. That the series, what was that, Monday night? Did I say Friday? Anyways, you know what I'm talking about. Game one, where Eric Fetty went out and really struggled, and the team only had four hits, and they didn't have any extra base hits, and they didn't have any at bats with runners in scoring position. That was the clunker of the series. In other games, including today, there were some positive spots in there. Now, they went 1-for-10 with runners in scoring position today. Again, that's the number that I think you look at and you get concerned with. Where my focus goes to, and this is going to somewhat dictate what the narrative is going to be by the time we get to Monday, is what does it look like this weekend against the Cubs? Can the Cardinals turn what was a not very good series against the Pittsburgh? Can they pivot quickly and look good in games that are bluntly more important against the Cubs? Now, we don't know for sure how much playing time they're going to get from Wilson Contreras. He's day-to-day after being hit by a pitch yesterday. Nolan Arenado is a little bit gimpy right now. They're being careful with him. Hopefully after the off day tomorrow, both those guys are ready to go. You still don't have Yvonne Herrera. It's going to be a while till he gets back. Somebody like Thomas Ajayi, who I think you were excited about him getting another opportunity. Bluntly, he's just not hitting right now, and he's just slumping at a terrible time to do so. I don't think there's much doubt that his bat plays at the major league level. Right now, it's not. We saw a little bit of frustration with him today on a ground out that would have scored a run. It was a bang-bang play over at first base, and they just got him. And that's kind of the way things are going. When you are slumping, you are a tenth of a second too late instead of a tenth of a second early on bang-bang plays at first base. That's what's going on right now with Thomas Ajayi. Is it right to be a little bit concerned about the fact that two of the three starting pitchers this weekend are Miles Michaelis and Eric Fetty? Yeah, I think that's valid. I think that's completely valid. Those are two guys who have been trending in the wrong direction here lately. For somebody like Fetty, if he were to struggle on Sunday, I think we're starting to really have a conversation with his spot in the rotation. My general rule of thumb is, once a guy's had like three straight really, that's just kind of my leash. Once a guy has three really bad starts in a row, that's where the conversation begins. Now, I know a lot of people after his second straight not so great start, people were looking to bail on Fetty at that point, and we certainly had that conversation on the extra inning show on Monday, and I understood where people were coming from. But this is going to be a big start for Eric Fetty, and in a series that is oh so important against the Cubs, the Cardinals don't have their pitching lined up for it because you have Michaelis and Fetty going in two of the three. You'd really like for Gray to be pitching one of those games and for Liberatore to be pitching one of those games, and you're just you're not going to get Gray in that series. Instead, the other two spots are going to be filled by Michaelis and by Fetty. Again, we'll give you an opportunity to talk through what's going on with the Cardinals. We'll do that at about 6:35 or 6:40. But up next, we'll be joined by Bernie Miklas for our weekly hit with him. He joins us in just a moment. It's a Gray Bar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX.
Information AM, weekdays 5 to 9 on the Voice of St. Louis, 104.1 FM, KMOX.
It's a Gray Bar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. We are taking you till 8 o'clock tonight. We've still got a good number of things coming up. Guests on the program still tonight include Mike Meyer from STL Sports Central. We'll talk Blues hockey with him. Figure skating legend Brian Boitano.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Is going to join us. New Missouri women's basketball coach Kelly Harper is going to join us as well. Right now, we're very happy to welcome on the program, courtesy of our friends at Saliga Heating and Cooling, it is Bernie Miklas. Bernie, always appreciate your time. How are you?
Yeah, it's good to be back with you again, Matt. I'm doing good. I know you're doing good. I'm not so sure about Cardinals fans.
No, there's two things that are true here. The Cardinals just played a series where they don't score a single run and get swept by the Pirates, and I'm not trying to gloss over that at all. That was not scoring a single run against the Pirates is a startling thing, no matter how good a baseball the Pirates are playing at the moment. At the same time, in the bigger picture, the Cardinals are in a fine spot, so if they respond to this this setback like they've done most times this year, then they're going to be okay. But Bernie, it's just in the moment right now as we talk at 6:22 p.m., a few hours removed from this from the finishing of the series, that was not a great three games for this team.
No, it was horrible. Here's the deal. Here's how I look at it. First of all, I even said this on Tuesday on the Gas House Gang. This was after Ali Marmol left. And, you know, we were getting some comments like, well, you know, you're going to go play the Pirates. I mean, it's only the Pirates. And it just shows me how at least some people pay no attention whatsoever what's going on outside of St. Louis. I mean, the Pirates, since May the 20th, are 23-17 now, and they before the Cardinals got there, they whacked the Mets, outscoring them 30-4 and sweeping them. Now, if the Pirates are sweeping a team with a $330 million payroll, It's no excuse for how poorly the Cardinals offense was there, but the idea of the Cardinals getting swept by the Pirates, pay attention to what they did to the Mets. Pay attention to what they've been doing since May the 20th. They're playing really well right now. I care about whether the Cardinals win a series or lose a series. I don't care as much about how they lose a series. You either win it or you don't. And what's so funny about all this, you know, social media, of course, the season's over, sell everybody off, fire the manager, you know, all that stuff. The Cardinals, even though it was absolutely embarrassing for them to get shut out in Pittsburgh, they in their last five series, they have three series win, one split, and one loss. So what? So that means, you know, let's just start rebuilding? Like, the overreaction is amazing. That said, and I know I'm going on for a while here. You know what it is, Matt? It isn't that, it's how the Cardinals have been losing. And I came up with a great stat here earlier today, and I updated it after the game today. And I just think this says it all. I think the reason why we all overreact, fans, media, otherwise, because in their last 10 losses, and this goes back to the Toronto series, in their last 10 losses, the Cardinals have scored four runs total in the 10 losses. They were shut out six times in their last six losses. Excuse me, six times in their last 10 losses. They scored one run, one other game, and two runs in three other games. 10 losses, four runs. It's like you can't make this stuff up. So that's what has people upset. It isn't so much the losses. It's the absurd nature of the losses.
What do you think leads to that? How does a team that's still, from an aggregate standpoint, a very solid offensive club, how is it that they are so all or nothing?
Well, it is a solid club, but you have some really streaky hitters. And you also have, for example, an outfield where you look at the offense production the whole entire year, the St. Louis outfielders compared to the other major league outfielders, they're way down on the list. I mean, they're like 25th, 26th in all the rankings. When you invest as much as they have in the outfield and you don't get any offense out of it, I mean, it's going to be hard to score runs on a consistent basis. And when the Cardinals score runs, when they're playing well, they score a lot of runs. So it's an extreme offense, extreme in terms of being good when they're going well, and extreme as in falling apart when they're not going well. It's almost like there's no middle ground. They're either terrible or they're terrific.
And now they go into a pivotal three-game series against Chicago where two of your three starters are Miles Michaelis and Eric Fetty, two guys who have really been struggling here lately.
Yeah, I'm not too crazy about that. That doesn't exactly fill you to the brim with hope and optimism. The only thing I can say is that, strangely enough, I mean, the Cubs haven't been playing all that great either. They're 5-7, their last 12 going into today. And even though they're a good team at Wrigley Field, you know, I noted this when the Cubs were here in St. Louis. You know, the Cubs, it's strange. They have a much better offense on the road than they do at Wrigley Field. Now, I'm not saying that that's going to remain in place for this coming series. But, you know, maybe Michaelis can trick them. Maybe Fetty. I know they're working with Fetty on some things, Dusty Blake. And I think we're going to see him locating pitches better and pitching smarter, quite frankly. So maybe they'll be able to kind of get a lot of balls hit right at fielders. I don't know. I don't know what else to say. Hey, I'd be happy with the Cardinals winning one game. I really would, because the Cubs are a better team and the Cubs are home. You know, so you just get one win there. You don't have to fly home thinking you're an absolute failure. It's been a 3-3 road trip so far. Once again, a road trip that has extremes. You sweep Cleveland. You go to Pittsburgh, you get swept there. Extremes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The radio broadcast on Monday night in the Fetty game, I think it was Ricky who mentioned it, but it was interesting. He made the point that when Fetty was pitching better, he was actually issuing more walks, but then working out of that trouble. The walk rate is down, but he's giving up more hard hits. And to me, I thought that was an interesting point, because that tells you that he, in those games, he was working more on the edge, and sometimes he was losing those battles and walking guys, but sometimes he wasn't, and he was throwing pitches that weren't very hittable, and all of a sudden something happened where he's been throwing a lot of middle strikes.
Well, he has, and I was talking to Ollie separately about this, not just the Gas House Gang. And he said, really, the key to Fetty, and he says this is hardly some big scoop because it applies to most pitchers who don't throw 98. He said he's got to keep the ball down. He just has to keep the ball down. Like, his ground ball rate has been slipping. He's got to pound the lower part of the strike zone, and he's got to work the edges. And Pedro Pages, see, there's been a waste there too, because I was studying the framing statistics. Pages is one of the very best catchers in the majors at stealing strikes on pitches low in the strike zone, whether they're inside or outside, borderline, in the shadow type pitches. He's really good at stealing strikes. He's not as good at the top of the zone. So you got to pound that. You got to pound the edges of the strike zone low if you're Fetty. You have no business pitching anywhere else, except unless you can think and get a muscle a fastball by somebody who's looking for another pitch. But he's got to get back to what works for him. I mean, his strikeout rate's terrible. The contact rate against him is terrible. But if you're putting it on a tee for these guys, then you know you got no chance. And he had been getting away with a lot of stuff all year, like the walks. But I don't think that's reasonable to think that's going to go on all season. And here we are with him. It's been pretty brutal.
Yeah, the expected ERA for him has been terrible. He's been one of the luckiest pitchers in baseball, and now lately he has not been as lucky. He's pitched more to what his numbers, underlying numbers, would say. There's something to be said about this team, though. When you think about if they were starting the playoffs right now, Bernie, you'd feel probably pretty okay about Sonny Gray. Yeah, you'd be hopeful about Matthew Liberatore, but he's never pitched in the postseason. He's never been pushed the way he's being pushed this year. And then it's a lot of question marks. They're contending right now with basically one guy that you would feel very comfortable with in a playoff game.
Well, you know, I agree with that, but I actually, unless there's some kind of physical decline, I would feel good about Liberatore because he's got good stuff. The key is, like, I don't know. You know, I don't know who your third starter would be. Now, if Pallante continues in this recent trend, and he's been really good his last five starts, and even though we know he will not strike a lot of people out, But if he's locating that four seamer and especially that sinker, and he's getting all of these ground balls, I mean, he can give you six innings and get out of there with two runs. So I'm not saying he's great. I'm just saying, there might be worse number three starters around. I don't know.
I'm not trying to be a pessimist here because I am a Matthew Liberatore guy as much as anybody. I'm so happy for him and what he's done this year, and I'm excited about his future. But the idea of him being pushed from an innings perspective more than he'll ever be pushed, you know, in his career up until this point, that small voice keeps talking to me in the back of my head.
Yeah.
But you know, what is it gonna look like for him in September?
You're sounding like Ranji. That's all he ever talks about. No, all kidding aside.
Careful. I like you, Birdie.
I know. All kidding aside. No, I get it. But number one, he's a big, strong, athletic guy, and you know he's had minor league seasons where he's pitched a lot. And the other thing is, I would hope along the way that maybe Ollie Marmol and Dusty Blake, you know, if there's a way to let him skip a turn in the rotation, if there's a way to you know, give him an extra day's rest or two. I mean, Craig Counsell in Milwaukee, you know, in a couple of those final years, I mean, he did that all the time. He basically had a six-man rotation without actually naming a six starter, but he would find ways to get, you know, Burns and Woodruff extra time off during the season where they really weren't missing all that much, but they would skip a start every now and then. See, I would say follow that model, and I think you can make sure that you don't burn out Liberatore. At least it would help you to avoid burning him out.
He is Bernie Miklas. You read him and you watch him at St. Louis STL Sports Central. He is part of the Cardinal Territory podcast along with Katie Wu. And he's all over the place here at KMOX, which we absolutely love. Bernie, before we let you go, can you tell us a little bit about Saliga Heating and Cooling?
The Chris and Amy Show, weekdays starting at 9 on 104.1 FM, KMOX.
It's Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly. St. Louis showing out pretty strong right now because the U.S. Men's National Soccer Team, they are playing over at City Park right now in a semifinal of the Gold Cup, and they are leading right now against Guatemala by a 2-0 score. That place is packed. A lot of Guatemala fans are there from what we understand, but so far so good for the United States as they are up 2-0, and it just watching it on TV as I've gotten on right now, City Park looks really good. It just it's a good representation of our city. So great to see that on a not just a national stage but an international stage. All right, like we always say on days of these weekday games where we don't do the full extended extra inning show, we always want to give you the opportunity to chime in on the Cardinals here on Sports Open Line. So that's what we're going to do right now. The forum is open to you for the most part. If you want to talk through anything going on with the Cardinals, how you're feeling about them coming out of the Pittsburgh series, if the sky is falling, or if it's a situation where, hey, it's just three games, it's just one series, they're out some guys, whatever it might be, however you're feeling, this is the opportunity to talk here on the program. You can call or text 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900. You can tweet at me, at Matt Pauly on air, MattPauley on air. Or for those of you who are watching us via the video stream on Facebook, Twitter, or YouTube, you can leave a comment in the chat, and we will get to that as we do go along on the program today. So opportunity to hear from you. And we're going to jump off with this one. Sam comes in and says, why do the Cardinals not try an opener for days that Miles or Fetty pitches? Now, I do know that they talked about this on the Gas House Gang on Monday. This was a conversation that was somewhat initiated by Kevin Wheeler, who was filling in on Monday on the Gas House Gang. So here would be the idea for an opener. You'd go out and you'd use a bullpen guy, you'd use the relief pitcher for an inning or two, and then you'd bring in your bulk innings guy after that, who would be Michaelis or Fetty. And what that could potentially accomplish is the chance to, you know, a lot of times when we talk so much about starting pitchers and not wanting to see starting pitchers go through an order three times through, well, what we're actually kind of saying in that situation, not always, but a lot of times it's, we don't want to see a starting pitcher face the top hitters for the other team a third time through. So if you are to use an opener, you are potentially, and look, using an opener is also a gamble, because if the relief pitcher that day just isn't on, well, then all of a sudden you could be down 2, 3, 4 runs, and that day's bulk innings guy, that day's starting pitcher, is essentially not even in the game yet. So there is a bit of a gamble that goes along with it. But I do think there's something to be said for at times maybe using an opener, and what that would allow is then your bulk inning guy, who would be Michaelis or Fetty in this scenario like Sam brings up, is you would then be able to possibly get them 3 times through the order, but only twice against the top of the order, if that makes sense. So I would not be against that. It can, you know, put a toll on your bullpen a little bit. It also, depending on who you use, there could be a scenario where you would have liked to have them available later. Like, it's not just an easy thing to do, but I do think there is something to be said for that idea for sure. And again, that was brought up a lot. If you want to go back and find the archive of it, Kevin and Tom talked a lot about that during the Gas House Gang on Monday. Let's go to Tom. Tom has given us a call. Tom, you're on Sports Open Line.
Hi, man. Thanks for taking my call. My first comment is about the grain of the bat. I see so many ball players just picking the bat up and swinging it without checking the grain. You do that by looking at the name of the bat, and you actually hit the ball harder and better and less broken bats. We were taught that from childhood. And the second thing is not just our catchers, but all catchers that I've watched hold the target up, but they take it down before the pitcher actually throws the ball. And I believe that we would get more strikes if they could see the target. That's all I've got.
Yeah, Tom, appreciate it. I can't speak to the grain thing. That is, I will trust that major league hitters are doing what they need to do with bats. Tom, maybe you know them more about that than I do, but I'm gonna pass on that part of the question, because I can't bring anything educated to that, except to say I trust big league hitters to have the correct bat with them. As far as what you see sometimes with catchers. And this is something that Bernie brought up in our conversation earlier about Pedro Pages and how good he is at stealing strikes at the bottom of the zone. So if you can get a pitch that's a little bit lower than the zone and then frame it in a way that you steal a strike, I'm sure that's part of what you are seeing right there. The art of framing pitches is something that has been talked about a lot. And you don't want to see the violent motion. Like, there's some catchers out there who they set up in their original spot and then they kind of quickly move somewhere else. And then the pitch comes in and they move violently. I don't think that's framing pitches. I think that's just looking dumb, for lack of a better term, for sure. But yeah, that is, it's got to be smooth. I don't notice it as much as you do. Maybe it's just not something that I'm paying attention to, because I watch all these games and it's just kind of part of the game now, and it's not something that overly bothers me or anything like that. But yeah, that's most of the movement that you see back there is part of framing pitches. And if you're seeing Pedro Pages do that, again, he's one of the best in baseball at being able to steal pitches at the bottom of the zone, so that certainly goes into that. It's something that is going to become less and less effective as we move forward, because there is going to be an automated strike zone of some, we'll see at least a little bit, right? That is going to be it's going to start with the challenge system. And I loved the challenge system in spring training. I would hope that they just stay with the challenge system. But as baseball continues to advance from a technological standpoint, maybe at some point in time, it does become something where every pitch is being called from a computer, from an automated type thing. Maybe we get there at some point. I think next year we'll have the challenge system in place. So in those type of situations, framing a pitch and stealing a strike is not going to be as effective. Not every single pitch is going to be challenged. So there is still going to be, especially early in counts, we're going to see an opportunity to still steal strikes, but it's just, it's not going to be quite as impactful as it was before. Kevin has given us a call. Hey, Kevin, you are on a Graybar Sports Open line.
Hey there. So I got some stat questions because it seems like they're all about stats these days, right? Lefty versus righty. This guy hits that pitcher. This guy doesn't hit that pitcher. Why in the world, it's kind of a three-part question, I guess. Why in the world do these guys keep swinging at the first pitch when the ball is hit fair on the first pitch? It's an out 4.5 times to 1. So that's a huge stat. And number two, why do they sit there and go up and swing at the first pitch after the guy in front of them? And it happened today in the first inning. I forget who it was, but somebody drew a walk and the next guy up hit a ground ball on the first pitch, which made a force out, and that made them two outs, and they didn't score that inning. And how many times is Mason Wynn going, how many times is Mason Wynn going to look at a called third strike? I mean, these are pros. You don't, if it's close, put the bat on the ball. So just wanted to get your take on that.
All right, Kevin, certainly appreciate that. So you brought up Mason Wynn. Daniel in the studio, let me throw this one at you before I answer the question. If you got a second. What do you think, because he just brought up Mason Wynn, what do you think Mason Wynn's batting average is on the first pitch of at-bats?
Mason Wynn's batting average?
Yeah.
Is it above 250?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to say 367.
458.
Holy cow.
Mason Wynn is a 458 hitter on the first pitch of accounts.
Wow.
So the point that I'm trying, and the only reason I noticed that was because Kevin brought up Mason Wynn, so I was clicking on his profile page. I could figure it out if I had some time. I don't know what the overall major league average is, batting average on first pitch. But I think the larger point to this is, look, do I get frustrated? Do I get frustrated just as Kevin does when there's a pitcher who can't throw a strike to save their life? They walk a dude, and the next guy comes up and swings first pitch and just weakly grounds out. Yeah, that is frustrating to watch. I am not discounting that feeling at all. Here's part of what's probably going on in that moment. You are going to sit here and, as a hitter, say, you know what, this guy just issued a four-pitch walk to somebody. He is going to try to groove a get-ahead fastball. And just a middle, something I can deal with. And sometimes the best pitch you see in an entire at-bat is the first pitch. Pitchers love getting ahead 0-1. You ask any pitcher out there, what's the most important pitch? They always say, strike one. That's the cliche answer. What's the most important pitch? Strike one. If you can get ahead in the count 0-1, you are going to, that puts you on a path to success in that single at-bat. So trying to swing first pitch when very often that's going to be the most hittable pitch Kevin's numbers are interesting. I have to go look that up. Batting average on first pitches. He said 4-1 you get out, so that'd be about a 200 average. If out of every five times it's an out, that's a 200 average, which isn't very good, obviously. But I watch enough that I see pitchers try to get ahead with strike number one, and more often than not, I think that's what's going on right there. In terms of guy, look, I'm not going to get as upset about the strikeouts. I preach pitch selection so much. It's one of my big beliefs in baseball that I can deal with strikeouts. I would rather somebody strike out more often than always be swinging at pitches that you can't do anything with, that just turn into weak grounders. And yeah, you make contact and sometimes something happens to dribble its way through the infield, but that's not a good enough reason to swing outside your zone. So if guys get called out on strike three, look, I get protecting the plate and all that. It's just, it's not something I get overly, I feel like I can't talk out of both sides of my mouth. Like, I feel like I can't get angry about somebody striking out on strike three when I get frustrated when guys expand their zone too much. So that's just sort of a me thing. I understand the frustration for sure. I understand why people would take another side of that. All right, well, another break. We'll come back and we'll continue on with the program. This is the Gray Bar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Welcome back to the Gray Bar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on KMOX.
Only have about 30 seconds left here in the program. Did a little bit of research very quickly during the break on batting average on first pitch. Last year for a full season, it was 333 when swinging at first pitch. This year, 339 is the batting average when swinging at a first pitch, which is obviously higher than the major league average. So a 339 average on swinging first pitch, that's why guys do it. It's a Gray Bar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.